This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Accelerate your day with today's business headlines with Volvo Cars.
Right now, you're listening to The Morning Run with Han and Chuang and me, Melissa, as we take a look at what's making headlines in the business pages today. Just a day after Astro addressed the customer data leak, and they also posted weaker financial results and announced the shock resignation of their long-serving CEO, Datuk Rohana Rozan.
And we've also been very, very cognizant of the need to always implement succession planning. So this is part and parcel of that. Been here 23 years. I've been CEO for, I think since 2006, I was CEO of the pay TV company. And in 2011, I became the group CEO of the Total Group. So I think it's time for new horizons for me. And I'll still stay as a board member as well.
That was Astro's Group CEO, Datuk Rohana Rozan. She announced her resignation. What do you guys think about the future of Astro?
Well, that may be so, but it comes kind of like an unfortunate time from a national macro perspective as well as for the company operationally perspective, because the announcement comes at a time when Datuk Sri Shazani Ramli has left Telecom Malaysia. Datuk Muhammad Ibrahim has tendered his resignation from Bank Negara. The Bursa Malaysia CEO might have his contract early terminated. And also a whole bunch of other GLC CEOs are under the cosh as well for an assortment of accusations. And then company level, obviously first quarter results have come out, had a bit of a slump, Forex-related losses. Their pay TV monopoly is under threat. World Cup dominance is now under threat as well because RTM is going to air 40 matches. Over-the-top platforms are harming this whole pay TV phenomenon, and people are cutting the cord.
It's not just the recent headlines. It's the trend of the media industry.
And that's the reason why, even after losing nearly half their value since the IPO in 2014 or whatever, 2013, Astro shares also dived at 6% yesterday. I mean, she's not leaving Astro in a good shape at this point in time, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think yesterday actually fell by over 9%.
Was it 6 or 9%?
I think about 9% plus. Yeah. But it's, still a bit above the record low that they saw on May 30th, I believe, 1.36 ringgit then. Yesterday it closed at 160 something. But I think, and I'm going out on a limb here, I think that this Rohana story is somewhat insulated versus the trend that we saw this past week with the high-profile departures of several GLCs. Because she mentions some other ambitions, new horizons, like we heard her say just now, and she said to pursue other goals. I've heard this little rumor out there. Again, this is pure speculation. That she could...
Fake news.
Yeah, well, maybe. But she could actually be looking at opportunities in the government. You got a new Malaysia now, and Gobind Singh might need some help, so she might actually pursue ambitions over there.
Okay, but she's not leaving immediately, right? She's only leaving at the end of January next year.
Correct.
Okay. But, if we were to kind of zoom out and take a look at the corporate shakeout of shakeout of corporate Malaysia, there's a lot of changes happening at the top. But, you're seeing new faces come back in, and some of the people who perhaps have been in the background step to the forefront again. We have a couple of comments made by Berjaya Corp founder Tan Sri Vincent Tan talking about how he thinks that ministers should be paid more. He's also now offered to build a new airport on Pulau Tioman. He's saying that he wants to finance the project. Berjaya wants to finance the project themselves with loans from banks. We won't burden the government.
Well, he wants the landing rights. He also wants to drive more traffic and footfall to his resort on the island. I mean, no businessman gives away freebies.
Should
right?
we be wary of businessmen bearing gifts?
Is the Pope Catholic?
To be fair to Vincent Tan, Berjaya Air has been conducting those chartered flights, I believe, out of the Subang Airport to Tioman Island for a while now. Yeah. They discontinued it a few years ago, and now he's wanting to bring it back to the table, right? Whether or not he's seeing new opportunities because of the new leadership and given his ties with the new leadership or
Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir's birthday party
every year.
All right, we've got the 9 o'clock news bulletin coming up next with the opening numbers from Bursa Malaysia with Sabrina Magdalene. So stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Fuel your business drive with the Volvo S90 T8 twin engine. So cost efficient, it makes good business sense. Volvo, made by Sweden.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.